Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. God. That feels good. That's a good song for for what is it, Friday? I'm pretty sure it's Friday.
All right.
We're going with Friday, everybody. Oh, I hate to do that, though, because there's someone who's bleary-eyed waking up going, oh, it's Friday?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's not Friday.
Oh, that's too bad.
Where's Morgan? It's
Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Ooh, that's loud. It's loud. Good morning, and thanks for being here today.
Good morning.
You make it all worth doing, quite frankly. Your hilarious texts...
Let's see what they're doing.
Oh my God. Don't look now. By the way, I would like to say happy birthday to our fearless leader. It is Michael Martin's birthday today. Congratulations on another fantastic year, Michael Martin. You just keep getting younger. I don't know how you do it.
Happy birthday.
It's amazing. Woo! Today is Geek Pride Day. Here's what it says about that. Once a niche movement, geek culture has gone mainstream thanks to its contribution to popular culture. In recent years, the world's seen increased media based on comic books, novels, role-playing games, tabletop games, video games, and even trading card games. So they're saying here that it's about gaming. Geeks are gamers. These things were seen as childish and dumb in the past, but not anymore. Be not ashamed, geeks. Have pride in your dumb, dumb thing that you do all the time. I'm just kidding. I actually think that geeks, it's much broader than that. People who geek out on anything. You know, horse geeks, art geeks.
Pokemon,
that's the game. I consider that to be a, you know.
What?
A game.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel like that falls into what they're saying here.
Oh,
100%,
oh, I'm
yeah.
a full on. In fact, I have a meeting with my other Pokemon geek friend today.
Which one's that?
Chevy.
Oh.
Oh, what do you mean
you
other
say
than?
Other,
yeah.
You,
well, me, I, other than
more?
Me.
Oh.
I say my other.
Oh. Well, there's Blenderman as well, and then there's Sheffy.
There's Blenderman, there's Sheffy. There's my sister. My sister is actually
okay. Well, now
crazy
we know.
Into it. Yeah.
You're still playing with my sister?
I do. Oh, yeah. Your sister is always on. It's so great.
Is
so
it?
I'm always like, hey, Joyce, you want to do a raid? And she's all, yeah, I'm in.
All right.
It's good.
Interesting.
Bryn goes, yeah, she never plays because she sleeps until 3 p.m.
No, I didn't say she never plays. I said she probably doesn't play when you play because right. she wakes up at 3 p.m. normally.
Yeah. It so turns out she doesn't wake up at 3 p.m. She hides until 3 p.m.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe she plays in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's always late for everything. She doesn't.
She's
sleeps.
Busy.
She's
very busy.
She works
playing.
Nights?
No, she doesn't work right now. And even when she just, she's difficult to rely upon when. It's time
oh,
to be somewhere.
She hates hearing this. She does not like, I can
well,
tell.
Well, you know, it's of course, just like Marianne.
Yeah. Yeah. People hate hearing the truth about themselves. It's true. Yep. Anyway, geeks. Geeks have a little pride. I don't know what the difference between a geek and a dork is. I feel like I can tell those people apart, though. But whatever you geek out on, today's your day. Be proud of it. It's good to have something that you, like, I think you're a surfing geek. And kind of a skateboard geek, too. You're like a balancing on things geek.
I would say that is absolute fact.
Yeah.
And I would say that because of the shift in the way the general public looks at things, I'm on the out, and the video games are by far way more popular.
Oh, people
and
are playing
computers
those,
are by
yeah.
far way more popular. And if anything, people would use surf and skateboard. Isn't that for kids?
aren't games for kids.
Are you talking? What?
Yeah.
But yes, those are the things I've loved my whole life. So, and there's no question.
You're a geek about it.
I am a geek about it. Absolutely.
Sad day for Tina Turner geeks.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Is right in the middle of that.
Yes.
That meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Rage were, you know, like in the back of the room, like school children goofing off.
Yeah, we heard you.
Huh? We heard you and we saw. Because we were sitting over on the side. So
we saw
the whole party.
Yep. Yeah, we were having a good time.
Yeah, it looks fun.
And then it was fun. We missed you. I wish you would have sat with us.
Yeah.
We were having a good time over there with Oh, did you? I was like, thank God I'm not over there. Jesus.
And the one time.
Trouble. Those kids are in the back of the class causing trouble.
The one time in the meeting. The Sarah and Vinny show. Get some juice, some plug, some run.
Yeah.
Right in front of the whole staff.
Mm-hmm.
A ball gets thrown to us as a, you know, hey, congratulations. And, you know, you guys are great. Have one of these things.
And I basically batted away.
And Clarky couldn't have. You can't catch with an open hand.
Yeah.
SWAT.
I basically
and we all watch it drop down and roll away. Yeah. I'm like,
I did
oh
end
my
up getting
God,
it.
Dude.
I know, it was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. I was just like, because it would have been so awesome. The thing was, like my right hand, I didn't have it out. So I go up with my left hand.
Just snatch that dog. She just hits it away.
I hit it away. It was thrown at me by someone who works at the game as well, yeah. Which is not, you know, those guys, they're all ballers.
Oh, he didn't lob it soft enough for you?
No.
I hit your hand.
I 100%, that was an epic fail on my part. I am owning the fail. I thought about it all day yesterday. I'm like, that ruined my whole freaking day. That ruined my day. I
Here
was like,
we are.
Oh, man. I'm like, that would have been so awesome.
If you just snatched that.
Oh, my God.
Whack! Got it. Yeah. Put it in your pocket like nothing.
That would have been.
Instead, it goes.
Instead,
boink,
no,
boink,
it just boink, was boink, like, boink. Oh, that loser. Although, I will say, at least it brought us, you know, we are so amazing and we were getting so much love. I didn't want to just also be like, oh, my God, what an amazing catch I just
catch
made.
Too?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, Rage and I were chatting.
Uh-huh.
Back there.
Yep.
About business.
Sure.
Of course.
But he goes, oh, no. And shows
Google
me
alert.
The,
Google
like,
alert.
Shows me the picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Tina Turner. Huh. Last we'd heard, she was like moving to Sweden and all, or somewhere.
It's Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland. And like really, I thought was doing good. Like she was. This was official retirement. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, she was officially retired. She's been having a lot of illness. In fact, just a few months before her death, she had said she was in great danger, is the quote, due to kidney disease. Mm. So Tina Turner, if you don't know, kids, in the 60s, there was the Ike and Tina Turner band. She was amazing. And if you watch it's the 60s, so there is some video that you can watch, but not a ton like there is of every person on. There's people who were born in the 2000s who have 10,000 times more video of them than we have of old Tina Turner stuff. But she's amazing. And I think Proud Mary, keep on burning. That was like kind of one of their biggest songs, but she could just the shimmy
from the early days. You mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
From right, that was where she sort of burst on the scene.
There are people who would say she's high on the list of best live shows they've ever seen. I've never seen her. I do remember that Oprah took a particular interest in Tina Turner, mm-hmm. and they did a together tour or something. So I only remember it as being a pop culture thing, like Oprah and Tina.
Well, when we were kids, in the 80s, she had a big...
MTV.
She had a big breakthrough album with a bunch of hits on it. It was called Private Dancer. And by 86, she'd released something called I, Tina, a memoir called I, Tina. And that was where we all, I would say the greater... public. Actually, probably that isn't where. It was the movie, I'm sure of it. So she wrote a book called I, Tina. It detailed Ike Turner's abuse and her journey away from him and back to the top. And it inspired a movie where she was played by Angela Bassett. That was 1993, What's Love Got to Do with It.
Mm.
And that was a rough movie. Just a terrible movie to watch.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, well... It's everything you think it is. There's a lady who's amazingly talented, and a guy who I guess is, I don't know, jealous and also just a woman beater, you know?
Well, one of the things I do know about, and I don't know him or his music in particular, I've never pressed play on an Ike Turner song.
Right.
In reading about it, he was highly influential in the early rock music days, and so he was someone with, I don't know, power or juice or talent or all of the above. And then, yeah, he was also an extremely abusive partner to her.
She died.
Whatever legacy he might have had, he ruined it by being that guy, too.
Well, when I hear the name Ike Turner, I think, oh, that's the guy who beat up Tina Turner all the time.
Right.
Instead of that guy's an amazing musician and was influential. And that, too. But also terrible human.
And most people, it's like almost erased his music history. It's just he's a guy who hits chicks.
Yep.
In particular, a very famous, talented chick, Tina Turner.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, that'll do it. You know, you hit chicks and
as it should.
It overshadows the other accomplishments you may have. Oh yeah, crank this up. This is great. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost a man. She's like 20 in these videos. It's amazing. Rest in peace, Tina Turner. She died yesterday at her home in Switzerland after what her reps were calling a long illness. She was 83 years old. She had talked about some kind of kidney disease. She rose to fame in the 60s. The Ike and Tina Turner Review with her husband, Ike. She escaped his abuse in about 1976 and did what she had to do to survive. And it wasn't until 1984's Private Dancer that her solo career really took off. She did... Actually, she had like a country record out. I think like, hold on, let me find the name of it. Tina Turns the Country On.
Mm.
Adorable. But it was Private Dancer in 1984, the hit. So What's Love Got to Do With It? Better Be Good to Me. And of course, Private Dancer.
She was also known as Legs.
I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay.
The following year, after she releases that record, she got cast in Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. That featured a hit song called We Don't Need Another Hero. Mm.
Right.
Tina sold 200 million albums and won 8 Grammys. At 56, she was hired as the face of a $20 million campaign for Hanes pantyhose because of those legs.
Right.
Which... She was an expert at putting those things on display, like the highest heels and the shortest skirt, and they just were so toned and fabulous. She credited her legendary stamina to exercise, eating well, and never smoking, drinking, or doing drugs.
Mm.
Which is, that's a tall task. That's a tall order when you're a touring musician all those years, you know? It's on offer. Everywhere you go, you have to say no.
The party never stops.
Right.
That's how these people die.
The party. That doesn't feel quite like a party anymore. Angela Bassett issued a statement saying, because she played Tina Turner in the movie, Tina Turner showed others who lived in fear what a beautiful future filled with love, compassion, and freedom should look like. There are a million tributes out there today. In fact, in the music news at 8 o'clock, I've got a whole thing from because I mentioned she did a country record. I have a kind of an interesting take on it there, and we'll hear that song too. So that's at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Right now, look, I admit it. I am fascinated by the end of the world. You know, the doomsday preppers, the apocalypse, and or the zombie apocalypse, or you know, whatever. Post-apocalyptic world.
I used to think that was fun too, and then we had a pandemic, and I went, "Oh, some of this crap can happen."
Yeah.
All right. I'm out.
Turns out this isn't fun at all.
I don't like it.
You know what? I need toilet paper. Mm. Josh Duhamel has become, quote, a bit of a doomsday prepper in case the S hits the fan. He has been living in Hollywood. He's an actor, and he works there. And I guess a few years ago, he bought himself a little cabin in the woods. Now, I guess maybe he's not saying where this is, because I looked through this whole thing. I'm like, where is this at? He does have some kind of lake. But he says It's a one, when it began, it was one little cabin in the woods with no electricity and no water. And then the property next door hit the market, and he was like, oh, that one has some infrastructure, I'm buying that. He says now he's got, I have a tractor, I have a skid steer. Okay, whatever that is. I'm changing tires, I'm changing oil, I'm fixing things, I'm moving dirt, I'm popping rocks. He said, if you know, this work that he does on his estate. He's also learning to fish and to hunt, and he wants to be able to live off the land. It looks dry and dusty when I look at this. You know, here's the thing, though. He's like, I'm trying to get my off-the-grid skills up.
Mm.
But he lives in L.A. for the most part. So if the S hits the fan, as he says, he's got to now get to wherever this is.
Yeah, but he's, you know, got a place to go.
Yeah, I worry about these places to go, as in the locals that live around there will be like, you don't have this place anymore. What are you going to do about it? I'm pointing this at you.
Well, let me get through. I have my stuff over there.
Yeah.
Pull the lever.
That's our stuff.
That drops you into a hole. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That would be clever,
wouldn't
it?
You're right. It's, but...
I think you got to live in the place that you're prepping, because you got to defend that thing.
Maybe he's thought about this. He's a doomsday prepper.
Yeah, that
maybe
is true.
He's like, you know,
he's
an underground tunnel to get there.
If he can't, all the way from LA, huh?
Well, I'm saying he gets in from a certain point, you know? And then he's thought about this.
Sure,
the guy's
prepared. Well, listen, if I had a remote place, I mean, obviously you have a huge fence,
huge bunker,
and you're right. Mm-hmm. There's a group of rocks about a mile away, and right. I've dug a tunnel from there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A skid steer is like an excavator, a tiny version of it, compact version of it.
Like a bobcat kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty much.
A skid steer.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, anyway, I say, go Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel.
You know, tonight on TV.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, they are promoting the heck out of the Kardashians. Season 3 of that new Kardashians show starts tonight. And every story I'm looking at has like, there's Kris Kardashian on the side with a smile. There's Kim on the other side. You know, how you can't mm-hmm. see the story you're trying to read
right.
because of all the incursions on the sides of the page. And every time you scroll down, like a banner drops down. It's all Kardashians all the time today.
I saw her at the Laker game, the mom.
Oh, yeah?
They showed her at the Laker game, and it was one of those like, oh, look at her right there on the floor.
And why not?
Well, why not?
Did she look good?
Yeah, I think she's a pretty lady, don't you? She almost looks like she's had less surgery than the kids.
You know, I think it's, I know. Oh, my God. Chloe?
What about me?
Well, it looks like you've gotten a bunch of stuff changed up.
I like it, though. I like looking like this.
It's funny that in L.A.
Lips are beautiful.
And actually, I should say, the Warriors fans, there were plenty of celebrities on the you know, on
sure.
the
right
court
there,
side
right.
or whatever. But also, it's the tech world. Like you were talking about geeks and nerds earlier.
Yeah.
There's a point, and I don't even know. I'm just watching the game. But Christina goes, well, there's Silicon Valley, and it points to the camera. I look up and I'm like, oh, look at that. It is Nerdville.
Well, that's who can afford the seats.
They
these
made
days.
The money.
Yeah.
They get to do what they want with it, and they now like basketball.
It's good
for
to be
them.
A nerd.
Yep.
Oh, I watch this, and I'm actually coming up with some kind of an algorithm to make a three-pointer a little bit easier. It has to do with the ratio of the length of the arm and the distance of the hoop.
She knew her people.
Oh, boy.
And pointed them out to me.
She probably actually recognized, oh, I know that guy.
No,
sure.
I'm telling you, she knew who exactly who they were. They put the camera on. Just I just giggled. Like,
it's
okay.
So funny. I'm just watching this like constant. It's just everything that keeps dropping.
Oh, Kardashians.
Kardashians.
Big money.
Crazy. And of course, Kris is all over that. Of course she is.
Mm-hmm.
I just found this interesting. I thought I'd mention it. Britney met with her mother. Britney Spears has been in some, not even trouble. I just feel that she's troubled.
Alone.
You know, she just got released from the binding situation that she had herself in. What's that thing called?
Conservatorship.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks. Good one.
Thanks.
And then she's like yelling at her family, and they're like, we apologize 100 times over. You know, she's all not good enough. So I guess the mom, Lynn Spears, flies to L.A. and goes to Britney's agent's house, where apparently convinces the agent to reach out to Britney, because I bet she can't reach out to her directly, right? Mm. So she's got to go to someone who has access,
right,
and says, give me 1.5 hour. So she Ubers from the agent's house. She's sitting out front of the agent's house looking all sad, like waiting for her Uber. I'm serious. And then the mother gets delivered to Britney's place, where she is allowed in, and she's there. And Sam, the husband, is there as well.
Afghari.
But I don't mean, obviously, I was not a fly on the wall in there, though I would have loved to have been. And Lynn and Britney had a 30-minute hello, how are you? I guess they have been talking a little bit leading up to this.
Oh, that's great.
I hope that...
I know. She needs something.
You need your... unless your mom is awful, and maybe her mom was. I don't know. But I think most people are better off with their mom in their life. Most.
Well...
Not all.
I agree with you. I feel like, you're... And most is the key word. Because for most of us, there isn't anybody who cares more about how things work out for us than our mommies.
That's as it should be.
Right.
I realize there are people with serious personality disorders, and there are moms out there who will absolutely take from their kid so they have what they need.
There's Mama June, who spent $1 million on cocaine.
So there's no question that happens. I'm not
Jules' mom, right?
Oh, yeah. Jules' mm-hmm. mom. Not mm-hmm. awesome. You hear that, there's a lot of these. Oh, God, the girl from iCarly. She played Sam on the show, and she wrote a book called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Oof.
You know? I can't think of her name in real life, though. But she is,
What do you do to your kid that your kid, a successful kid, grows up to write that book?
Right.
Miranda Cosgrove?
Miranda.
McCurdy.
Janelle
McCurdy.
Oh, what is it?
Jeanette McCurdy. Yeah.
Miranda Cosgrove is the main.
Yeah,
she's Carly.
That's the first thing that pops up.
But yeah, no, most of us, appreciate what you have in your mom and dad. They love you. They support you. They're not stealing from you. I'm not saying they wouldn't if you suddenly had tons of money. But since you don't, we're all fine.
I guess in the sports world and in the celebrity world, I guess it's really great when you hear one of them who's made it say, I wouldn't be here without my mom and dad. Like, great. Sounds like they helped you and they were encouraging and they were good to you.
There, neither one of them with a handout.
Yeah, and
it's
you
amazing.
Love them, and they had their own lives, and they mm-hmm. were just, they did
supportive,
what they could to support you. That's great.
Blah, blah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Listen to Alice at 97.3 on the Odyssey app for your chance to win a trip for four to see the last two shows of Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour in L.A. August 8th and 9th at SoFi Stadium. Tay in L.A. Round trip airfare, four-night hotel stay, plus a guitar signed by Taylor, which is sitting in our boss's office right there. We could go steal that right now. We never would, though. It's yours. To enter, all you have to do is... Okay, listen. This is the best contest and the easiest contest to enter. All you have to do is download the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Go to the App Store. Go to Google Play, wherever you get it. Once you have your Audacy app, you log into your account, search for Alice at 97.3, and click play. Boom. Every hour. Boom. Every hour you listen gets you another entry, up to 8 entries per day.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Giving back to the Bay Area is like being a superhero without a cape. And Fremont Bank knows firsthand the positive impact sponsorships have on local organizations and our communities. Fremont Bank support boosts growth and opportunities for nonprofit. Find out how at FremontBank.com today. All right, here's what's happening. For those of us who enjoy sports, tonight's a big night. The Miami Heat are in Boston. Boston's struggling to stay alive in the Eastern Conference Finals. If Miami wins, Boston goes, well, stays home.
Stays home. They're home.
They're done.
So it's, they just get to
they go
to
on vacation. Yes. Right. So there's that. Tonight at 5:30 on TNT. This is, you know, there's a lot of days. We were, you know, talking about that recently. Too many, really.
You mean like...
Well, there's so many days, you can barely keep
National
track of your own anniversary.
Right. God, all these stupid days.
Mm. But this one's, you know, important in the Bay Area, as we are known as wine country. Happy National Wine Day.
Oh. Wine with an H? Like that. Oh, I don't want to be here. Why do you have to keep asking me to do stuff?
It's National Wine Day, and here are a few wine facts for you to celebrate with. First of all, I don't know if you know, Napa's known as wine country.
Oh, don't discount Sonoma. They'll get pissed.
Napa and Sonoma are known as wine country.
Mm-hmm.
Red wine is our favorite type, followed by white, then rosé.
Ah.
The most popular reds are Merlot, Cabernet, Pinot, and Red Zin. The top mistakes we make when drinking wine are holding the glass by the bulb instead of the stem, opening it wrong, and getting pieces of cork in the bottle, and mispronouncing the name when ordering wine at a restaurant. Those are the top wine drinking. That's how someone knows you're a rookie.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm a rookie. And you're a wine snob.
How many glasses of wine do you usually have in one sitting? 74% of wine drinkers say one or two.
Oh, I was thinking the whole bottle. What do I need a glass for? I've got a bottle.
9% say they usually take down a full bottle themselves. Mm. That's five glasses.
Oh, boy. Wow. That's a lot of glasses of wine.
Well, depends on who you are.
Well,
if you're Christina, you're barfing. If you're, you know, me in my old day, I'd be like, you got anything else around here? What is
this? I finished this. I need something else. What is? That's not even liquor.
What is that?
Great, you know, my drunkle Peter.
Oh, drunkle Peter.
He was really into hard liquor, you know, all my life growing up. So my aunt Candy goes, that's his wife. She's like, he doesn't even drink. He only drinks wine. I'm like, oh, okay. That sounds totally reasonable. He doesn't even drink anymore. It's wine.
Oh, well, that is a very famous move.
That's not that California sober, is it?
No, California, I think that's weed.
Okay. Yeah.
The average person drinks over 3 gallons of wine a year.
Oh, I don't drink that much. You don't, and Alex doesn't. What about you, Brent?
No, I mean, I might have a sip of Anita's.
You liked wine in Italy, though. You drank a lot of wine there.
Yeah, that's because it's like water. Like, you know, it's just, they serve that like crazy. It's everywhere, and it's so cheap. It's cheaper than water out there.
Which country makes the best wine? 19% of Americans say the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Which is good enough for second place. 21% say it's France. Italy's third.
Italy was, I don't like wine. And when we were in Italy, I thought this is
pretty good. Wow.
This is like meaty.
Oh.
So good.
Huh.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. I don't care about it. I mean, I don't like wine at all. Give me a vodka tonic or vodka soda.
3 in 4 people say the best place to drink wine at is at home.
Oh, really?
And the number one thing we consider when picking out a wine is the price.
Oh.
2/3 say it's a big factor.
Well, right. You hear about these billionaires with their wine collections.
Yeah.
How much does a good bottle of wine cost? Almost half of Americans say anything over $10 qualifies as nice.
Oh. Huh.
Nice is different than good, and good is different than great, though. So.
You buy what you can afford.
That's my addition to the story, is nice. Hmm.
I definitely cannot drink expensive wine. Because I'm like, tastes like the other one.
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference between the $2 chuck and the $100 wine.
That leads me to my last wine fact before I move on. In a blind taste test, do you think you could tell the difference between a cheap bottle and a really good bottle?
I don't know. It's hard to... I think I could, but...
About 1/3 say they could. Everyone else goes, nah, I don't think so.
That'd be a fun... Next time we do a thing up in Sonoma... If we go back to the Fairmont, we'll do that.
People have been writing about Bottle Rock, and we're not going to be there this year.
Yeah, we're not at Bottle Rock this year. And listen, they're doing fine. That show is going to be amazing. 3 days. If you're going, have a great time. Mm-hmm. I'm super jelly. They don't need us to promote it.
They say here, and I just want to mention this because while... You know, tech workers are paid good money. They do, I believe, they work hard.
Yeah.
What I've seen of the tech work, it seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of hours. But Meta is laying off thousands more workers.
Uh-oh.
So there's another round of cuts at the social media giant. So if you know someone who works for Meta, that would be Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. You know, they're... Check with them. They might need a high five or a get together from their buddy.
A good cry and a pint of ice cream.
Woof. People are sharing things they willingly spend a bit of extra money on because the end result is totally worth it.
Okay.
So a few of these I went, oh, yeah, all right. Anything having to do with sleep.
Oh.
In the past 5 years, I bought so many pillows because I have issues with my neck. The last one was $40, and I said, that was as much as I'm going to spend. I took my grandson out shopping for a new bed, and he insisted I try this pillow. Oh, my God, yes. I bought it. It was originally $200. I got it on sale for $165. And
well, what's the kind of pillow?
So they don't say. Oh. Look, I've always... been willing to spend on a pillow too. I had one pillow growing up, and it was it wasn't Tempur-Pedic, but it was that memory foam type pillow.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it was ahead of its time.
Right.
But my mom ordered it from Sears.
Yeah.
Like
that's
where you get stuff. I know that those of you that are younger, like
Sears, what's that?
Why would you get stuff from there?
Yeah.
Well, because you did.
Everything.
Right.
From tools to pillows.
You mean all the empty stuff. Building over there then?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
I couldn't believe it when Sears started going away. Like, it just felt like such an institution.
I know. Well, the
Sears by my house became a Hyundai dealership. Indoor, like, you know, it's huge, like a warehouse.
Yeah. The one at Hillsdale?
No, it's San Bruno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Tan Foran.
I think the one by me actually, like, reopened or something.
At Sears?
Yeah.
Wow, good. Good for them.
That's amazing.
I mean, nobody's in there still, but.
Jeez. Well, anyway, a good pillow is worth it. I grew up with memory foam, and I still want that. And so I've definitely gone through a few to find the one, and it's worth it. Yeah. That's where you lay your head for, you know, fingers crossed, for me, 6 hours. Most people, 8 to 10, depending. You're an 8 to 10, right?
I'm at least an 8. I got to get my 8, or I am a miserable... Listen, I'm a miserable bitch anyway, but, you know, just imagine me without 8 hours of
sleep. If I can get 6, I'm like, oh, my God. Send me to war, everyone. I could do it. Today's the day. That's with 6.
Yeah, sure.
If I get 3, like...
Send me to war?
Well, you know what I mean. I can let's do this. Let's go.
All right. Ready for battle.
Fight everybody.
Just go like my a million eyes bucks. Thrash around.
Anyway, spending money on anything to do with sleep. Your bed, too.
Yeah.
Sheets.
Yes.
All the stuff.
Yeah, you know, everything that goes with the bed. Here's I don't want to be on some janky bed frame either. Like, there's nothing worse than, like, trying to readjust yourself and the whole bed's going. Right.
These are things people are willing to spend a little extra on. Okay. Pure Merino wool long underwear. It's the best life hack if you live in a cold, snowy climate.
Mm.
It's expensive. Actually, the problem with the wool, too, is you don't know how to... Can I wash this? Can I dry this?
I don't think you can.
I know. It's a whole thing. And that's, for me, that becomes a problem. But wool, it is good.
It's itchy, though.
I don't... Really?
I think so.
You never had good wool long underwear?
You know, I guess I didn't. I would just always have that waffle. It was like a cotton waffle thing, long underwear. Mm. I grew up in long underwear, and I definitely was not in wool. I couldn't even take the wool neck thing that I had, the scarf. Ugh, that thing. I'd just be like, it's so itchy. And you'd get kind of sweaty. You're out there playing your kid making snowmen, and you're just like, ah, it's so itchy.
I don't have wool bottoms, but I have a wool top from Patagonia, and it's kick ass.
Mm.
Feels great. And it's not itchy. So they did something to it.
And it's pure?
Yeah.
Mm. Incredible.
My husband and I moved into our first house at 27 and said that was the last time we will do this moving crap by ourselves. 5 years later, we bought a house and we're in now and hired movers. Expensive? Yes. 1,000% worth it.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. Moving is for kids. Moving your own stuff is for kids.
I have moved. I can't even tell you how many times I'd have to sit down and figure it out. I've moved more times than people I've had sex with, that's for sure. What? Don't make that face at me.
That's the most ridiculous thing you've said. You've said some ridiculous things. That is ridiculous.
What was the number on his list, Sarah? Was it like 20?
Well, it was over 20, but it was completely falsified.
That's not true. I told you everything. Uh-huh. I figured it out. Look, you say that. Just because you had fun for a year and racked up some numbers doesn't mean everybody did that.
Yeah.
Some of us were walking around going, I'm really afraid of AIDS.
I know some stuff
AIDS.
About him that.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
Ooh, now's the time, Sarah. Get up.
I mean, honestly, it's like if I could get the evidence, I would.
Oh, so
I just know. There have been like little slips here. Those like, what's that? That's not on that list that he stole directly out of my folder of things that I had on him.
That you had on me. I gave you that list and you lost it.
That is true. Why would he give you the name?
He didn't
and take it away?
Give us the list. Musette and I compiled that figured things out and added to it.
Okay.
And he said, yes to that, no to that.
That is not how that
one I breached
happened.
The hull, but that doesn't count as one.
The textures will write in, I'm sure.
I wrote
I'm sure
that
will.
List for you guys. Yeah. You guys didn't piece it together. It's ridiculous.
Okay, maybe you wrote down a couple names and then we added all the other names.
Your memory
is awesome.
Is
I know.
Ridiculous.
Thank you. I really, it is out of control how much I remember. Mm.
Braces are on the. I'm done with this. Braces are on the list, and I agree with that.
Yeah, those are
definitely.
I think that Invisalign thing is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of people that you realize that they have them on. You hear them a little bit, and you go, "Oh, you're wearing braces right now. That's fun.
Pretty cool.
Can you eat with those on?
No, absolutely not.
And are they a pain in the ass to get on and off, right? Because they're really tight?
No, they're easy. They click.
So did you use those?
Yeah, I have used them, yes. I did we did a sponsorship with them.
Oh, yeah.
I wore braces as a kid. Mm-hmm. My teeth were straightened, and if had I not, I would be a no teeth smile guy.
Oh, you'd smile like this?
Yeah. I think braces are absolutely the investment of all the things that out there that you could do for yourself. There's nothing like being able to let a smile free without going, do I have salad in my teeth?
Mm.
I mean, you think that anyway, but if your teeth are really...
Sure. If you get that one place that catches all the salad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I got that.
We definitely have that. Same spot every time.
Yep. There it is. Oh, another big black piece of pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
I'm so jealous, Vin Fro, says 925. Wish I was able to go see The Cure.
Oh, I know. Mm. You must be so excited.
Seeing Lizzo at Bottle Rock on Saturday. Last time I missed someone I really wanted to see, Tom Petty, they died. Womp, womp.
Oh,
that's for Bud.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tom I'm stoked to go to The Cure.
Tom Petty, I was psyched that I saw him that year at Bottle Rock. Because who knew that it was going to... I think it was like later that year he passed. So sad.
Four and five says, I feel like it's so weird being a millennial. I'm 33 because I have clear, vivid memories of getting lawnmowers and pillows and back to school clothes from Sears. But now I get everything online. I'm straddling two worlds.
Yeah.
Well, so are the people. So is Sarah. Yeah. She gets everything online. Right, she doesn't go anywhere.
Online, sure. Well, I will say that the generation that will never know a Sears or not have a phone in their hand from birth, basically, it is here. Like, whatever the new generation is, they're not. I can't remember what they are either.
Gen Z.
They're the last ones that had a childhood that didn't involve screens.
The next generation is called Generation Alpha.
And is that you guys as kids? Like Isla, Cameron?
Covered between 2010 and 2024.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading an article the other day that I didn't bring to the air, but it was about the generation of kids that... There's a generation of kids that have never lived without social media.
Right.
That alone makes you kind of go like, that's too bad.
Right. They don't know a time before. Woof. I remember my kids watching Stranger Things when it first came out years ago, however long that was. And we all watched it together as a family. And my older son especially was like had this weird, well, I call it nostalgia, even though he didn't. I feel like that's something you remember fondly. Mm-hmm. But he had like longing for days like that. He's like, look at that. They're like all riding around on their bikes and there's not one phone or screen or any, you know. I'm like, yeah, it was a whole different world. Like you had adventures because you had nothing else to do.
Right.
You had to come up with something with your friend. You had like a little fort out in the woods.
This one's always weird. 415 says, Vin, that basketball game is tomorrow night, not tonight. It's possible ESPN got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pulling it straight off the internet, off of ESPN. So before you corrected me, did you check that?
Yeah.
Or do you just take a flying leap and correct people
maybe
in the world
maybe they think it's Wednesday and not Thursday, Vin. Like we thought it was Friday and not Thursday.
Well, I just prayed it was Friday. It's not, though. Mm-hmm. I knew that the whole time. Yeah. I got up and went, oh, let me see who won Survivor. Anyway, the basketball game's tonight, unless ESPN has it wrong.
Yes, which is possible.
It could happen, but I'm reading it right off the internet.
They doing it every other day, those games?
Anyway.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.